Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel it in the body. Pay attention there. And ask yourself if it feels comfortable. If long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't feel good, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Experiment for a while to see what kind of breathing feels good for you right now. And if the mind wanders off, bring it right back. You have to watch over yourself here. There's no good anybody say, okay, now your mind has wandered away, bring it back. You have to notice that fact yourself and bring it back yourself. And then do what you can to keep it here. You take responsibility for your mind. In other words, instead of just following it around wherever it wants to go, you give it a task and you make it stick with the task. That way you learn how to take care of yourself. That's that phrase we have in the chant for goodwill. May I look after myself with ease. There's a lot we depend on for other people to help us, but there are a lot of things that nobody else can do for us. When your mind is out of control, you're the one who has to bring it in under control. Because when the mind does things like that, when it gets out of control, it can cause you a lot of harm. Think about when you get born. You come into this world all alone. And no matter how much people may talk to you, you don't understand what they're saying. You're facing your pains alone. You're facing the difficulty of having a body, learning how to maneuver this body. You have to face that all alone. And the same when you're sick. You have a lot of pain. Nobody can share out the pain to make your pain less. You have to face the pain. You have to learn how to deal with the pain so you don't suffer. Same with aging, the same with death. These are things that we have to experience on our own, and we have to learn how to master the skills of the mind so that we don't have to suffer from these things. That means you have to get the mind under control. That's the first lesson right here. You're giving it something easy to do, or very simple to do, but you find sometimes that it's hard because it's used to wandering around, used to being disobedient. Then you want to give it a good reason to stay, which is why we breathe comfortably. And then you watch over it. Try to get more and more sensitive to when it makes the decision to go. Because sometimes it'll make the decision and then pretend it hadn't. Then when you have a lapse of mindfulness, it slips out. So this is how you learn how to look after yourself with ease. And in doing this, you're helping other people. As the Buddha said, when you practice mindfulness like this, it's like being an acrobat. One acrobat is on top of the other acrobat's shoulders. Each acrobat has to look after his or her sense of balance, because if one of them loses balance, it pulls both of them down. So you have to be responsible for your balance. Other people have to be responsible for theirs. The more you are in control of your mind, the more you can keep yourself balanced. Less of a burden you are on other people. So sitting here quietly, breathing with your eyes closed, you're not the only one who benefits. Other people benefit too. So always keep that thought in mind. This is the way you look after yourself with ease. And you're not a burden on others.